楼
Teacher Wei Shi gives her students in American University's Chinese language class a quiz. Students are required to write the characters they hear along with the pinyin, the tones, and the English translation. Enrollment in Mandarin is up nationwide. The Modern Language Association's latest numbers show an increase of more than 18% in enrollment from 2006 to 2009. The numbers have increased since the latest survey. Xiaoquan Raphael Zhang is an assistant professor in the Department of World Languages and Cultures at American University.
Since the academic year of 2006 and 2007, and up to now, we have almost doubled in terms of student enrollment and also the sections that we offered to students. So in 2006 and 2007, we only have 12 sections, but now we have 22 sections. And the enrollment for that year, 2006-2007, is only 152 students. And now we have 321 students.
Zhang says that most of the people studying Chinese are non-Asians. For many non-Asian students, it is difficult to memorize all of the characters and to properly pronounce the four Chinese tones. But students still take on the challenge because they see learning Chinese as an advantage in the job market. Eric McCabe is a senior at American University studying business administration. He's been studying Chinese for 5 years.
Well, I wanted to learn a language that would have the most impact on my future, and I figured that I was studying Spanish at the time, which was great, but I really wanted to sort of maximize the efficiency of my time, so I figured out what better language to learn than Chinese. So I learned Chinese.
McCabe is also the head of American University's Chinese Language Club, which meets every Monday night. Students drop by an empty classroom to practice their Chinese language skills through conversation. Ryan Yanantwana, a tall, thin Caucasian student with dark hair and glasses, is another member of the club. He says he wants to use his Chinese skills in a career in national security. But right now, for Chinese people to see an American speaking their language is still a little strange.
I think they think it's kind of strange, but it feels good because you feel like a novelty and a celebrity, and everyone comes around you and they're like, oh, let's watch him speak and talk with him. And people come up to me and they say, oh, can you hold my baby, take pictures? And there's such an interest there in America that more and more Americans are willing to learn the language, and pretty soon it won't be a novelty.
But finding qualified teachers is difficult, even for schools that want to expand their Chinese language program. Derlin Chow is the president of the Chinese Language Teachers Association and a professor at New York's Hunter College.
We need funding, and we need resources. We are lack of teachers who can teach the Chinese language. If you look at how many schools they want to open Chinese programs, they cannot find quality, qualified teachers.
That might seem strange, considering China has more than 1.3 billion people. But Derlin Chow says just because someone speaks Chinese doesn't mean they can teach it.
People just say, okay, you speak Chinese and you can become a Chinese teacher. But that's just, the kind of misconception that would hinder the development for the profession, because if a class is taught by the teacher who has no experience or who doesn't understand language acquisition or student needs, then the student will lose interest and the program would die.
But American University's program doesn't appear to have any trouble finding good teachers or enthusiastic students. Eric McCabe says his studies have already paid off in a real-world way.
After I graduate in a couple months, I'm starting at Citibank in New York, and they hired me almost, now I'm not going to say because I speak Chinese, but that was definitely a big part of it, because they knew that they could send me to China after a couple years to work for them there and represent their foreign interests kind of in China.
Many students said once they were more familiar with Chinese, they learned more about Chinese culture and became fascinated with the country itself. For VOA News, this is Nicole Roz, Washington.